The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to the Arrowhead Pride podcast we call From the Podium, where you get to hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm the editor-in-chief of arrowheadpride.com, Pete Sweeney. The Chiefs wrapped up their three-day mandatory minicamp on Thursday, and after the fitness test, put head coach Andy Reid, quarterback Patrick Mahomes, and safety Tyrann Mathieu up at the Zoom podium. So on this podcast, we will go in that order. You'll hear from the head coach, we'll continue on with the quarterback, and we'll finish up with safety Tyrann Mathieu. But first up, here is the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid.
I'll start off. There was no injuries to talk about. We'll get you all that once we get up to camp, and we can roll from there. But go ahead and fire away here. Your time's yours.
Let's go first to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Good morning, Andy. Hey, a couple things. First, I wanted to get your thoughts on how this portion of the offseason went, what you felt like you got out of OTAs and minicamp. And Brad, I'll have a second question as well.
Yeah, listen, I told the players this. That, first of all, I appreciated their attendance during this time. We have a lot of new faces, and so it gave us a great introduction to the offense, defense, and special teams. So, which I thought was huge for us. And then we'll go ahead and fine tune everything once we get up to training camp. But again, I thought it went well, Adam. I liked the attitude of the guys that came in ready to work, and that's what they did. They finished up here with a little conditioning drill, and they did great on that. So they've got a good mindset, and as coaches, we appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. And one guy I've been meaning to ask you about is Jerick McKinnon. What did you guys like about him? How do you see him fitting in? Does he maybe give you something that your other backs don't give you?
Yeah. So, well, he's experienced. He's been doing this a while, and he does it well. He's good. I mean, these were passing camps more than running camps, but he sure has a nice feel of the pass game. And I look forward to giving him the whole package once we get up there, and let's see what he can do once we get playing real football.
Let's go next to Herbie Teope. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Hi, Herbie.
Two questions here for you, Coach. The first one, to kind of follow up on what Adam asked you, you mentioned you appreciated the players showing up. What is your comfort level at this stage heading into training camp when you compare it to last year when you didn't have this portion of the offseason workout program?
Yeah, so listen, on these Zoom calls, as you know, I mean, you can install, you can do all that. You can talk about fundamentals and techniques, but you can't work on them. And that's just what's real. This gives you an opportunity to actually run the play and work on the fundamentals and techniques, and let the players, after the coaches have evaluated their last season, to sit there and help them get better with the, again, techniques and fundamentals that they might need this season. So I think it's a win-win. I think it's great to have the technology, but at the same time, I think it's important that we're still able to get them on the field. And I said this before, I think it's important that coaches handle it the right way and try to keep the players as safe as they possibly can. If that, for us, if that means giving up the run game part of it, We did that versus air and bags, but we didn't do it against each other. Then that's what we do, you know. So you gotta try to keep them as safe as you possibly can.
And coach, finally, Travis Kelce on Tuesday expressed surprise at some of the comments that Le'Veon Bell made. Are you aware of those comments, and what was your reaction to that?
Yeah, Herbie, I really enjoyed my time with him here. So I appreciated the way he handled things and did his business, and he had some productive downs for us, and I'm pulling for him in the future. I mean, that's how I roll. I mean, people say things, they say things. So I move on, and I wish him the best, you know.
Let's go next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Good morning, coach. Just because we won't get you now for another month and change here, I know you had said Patrick Mahomes was able to go full because it was a passing style at camp. How much is your expectation with the docs and stuff that he's going to be able to be 100% when you do some of that running stuff, you know, quarterback scrambles out of structure when you get to camp?
Yeah, listen, I mean, we were cautious with him, and he'll do anything. And so, you know, it's just a matter that we were smart, trying to be as smart as we possibly could with it. And his communication was great. He kept it open with us, and we checked with him to make sure and see how he was doing during practices, and not just the first day, but you want to check on third day too. So to see how he's doing. And he made it through. I think this was good for him. And then we'll just see how he feels once we get up to camp, but he sure got a lot of work done here, and he came out feeling pretty good.
Go next to Matt McMullen. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, coach. I talked to Clyde yesterday, and he said that one area he's looking to improve this offseason is in the passing game as a receiver. How much as a coach do you appreciate it when a young player comes in with a specific thing they want to work on?
Yeah, I think that's good. You know, we didn't have a huge expanded role for him in the pass game, just kind of getting him in the swing of the defenses at the NFL plays, and then all the run plays that we have and the routes that we did have that, you know, tie in with everybody. But we've tried to give him a little bit more this offseason, and he's handled it well. Look forward to getting him up at training camp where we can keep growing in that area.
Looks like we've got three more hands up. We'll go from the top, starting with Seren. Go ahead, Seren.
And Brad, I have a quick follow-up to this. Coach, analytics today, one of the things that they've been going through and grinding out is that, like, the number three receiver can be a, you know, big difference maker for you, right? Like, you get down to that third corner, that's a matchup that can be very, you know, can be exploited to an offense's benefit. That's kind of a spot maybe in flux for you right now. Number one, do you agree with that thought that third receiver is really important? And how do you think the competition is there at that spot?
Yeah, no, I think that's important. I also think that wide receiver position is one that gets, you know, is deficient just a bit in the stat category, where years help improvement in that at that position. So people say, you know, that's a position that you spend your 4 years with, then you get out. I'm not sure I agree with that. I think that's a learned. There's a whole lot that goes into the learning process and production. Bit hard to measure, but that's I believe that. So I like the guys that we have. It might be by committee, but we've got a good nucleus of wide receivers there, and I feel comfortable with those guys.
And then on the other side of the ball, Chris Jones making the switch, or at least, you know, working on possibly making the switch to defensive end. You know, I know it's something that he's obviously on board with. That helps, right? If the player likes that, he's been talking to us about wanting to play defensive end for a year or two. But, you know, for somebody who would say, hey, you know, you're weakening yourself at two spots, you're taking a known commodity that's a success at D tackle and now moving him out to a question mark. Just what's your overall philosophy on making that move with a guy that's been so successful at one spot?
Yeah, sure. No, and the one thing it does, it gives us flexibility. I mentioned that Jerron Reed was, you know, it hasn't been talked about much, but I look at him as kind of a key cog to that, you know, that ability to move Chris around. And so he's been a heck of a football player in this league, and he's an interior player. So it gives us some flexibility with Chris to move him in or out. And I know he likes getting out there to rush the passer. He's looked pretty good doing it here in shorts. So we'll see how it works out with pads on.
Go next to Todd Lebo. Go, Todd.
Hey, Coach, I know you generally have a message for your guys at this time of year. You're going to be away for a while. Is it any different this year? We got questions about vaccines, what they should do on that front. And I'd like to know what your thoughts were on the guidelines that the league gave as far as vaccinations and those numbers this past week and where you guys are with it on that front.
Sure. Yeah. So, Todd, we've kept the guys as educated as we can with the different protocols. Also gave them the opportunity to look into whether they wanted to be vaccinated or not, the pluses to that, what the doctors are saying, the latest science is saying. And so if they had questions, all I asked was that they get them answered. And with that, we've had a number of guys sign up. We're heading in the right direction there. We're one of the top teams with vaccinations, and we'll keep rolling with it. But I think the education part of it ends up being important for a lot of guys, just to know where this thing's at and where it's going. So, and I like the policies that they've put in. I mean, there's some things that just have to be done to make it work, and I think the league's done that. So. Did I answer all the questions? That was a loaded, that was a layered. There you go. Anybody else?
Oh, we've got one more coach. Matt Derrick will close us out. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Coach. Good morning. Hope you enjoy your time between here and in training camp.
All right, man. You're the closer. Pressure's on you.
I got to do my best here, apparently.
Yeah.
And when you selected Noah Gray, you know, Brent Veach talked about how this is a guy that he thinks can, you know, maybe fill in for Travis when he's not on the field and be a really reliable number two guy. What did you see about him so far? And how have you felt his development has come along here in this camp?
Yeah, so he's a smart kid and he works hard. You can see that. You see that he's a good route runner. There's more to that spot than just doing that. So we'll see once he gets pads on. But he sure is willing to do whatever we've asked. And you get a sense that the quarterbacks, he's quarterback friendly. So that's that always helps if you're a receiver. The quarterbacks like throwing the ball to you. That's a plus. And he's presented himself that way so far.
Coach, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
You guys have a safe break here.
Hey, Patrick, a couple things for you today. Just wanted to see how you felt like you came through the off-season stuff from a physical standpoint, and particularly the toe. Do you see any problems moving forward when camp starts? And Brad, I'll have a second question as well.
No, I don't. I don't see any problems moving forward. Obviously, I want to continue with the rehab, continue to work on those state things to strengthen it and do all that different type of stuff. But I feel like I had a good OTAs, a good mini camp. I was able to move around, scramble around, and do the things that I needed to do.
Okay. And I want to go back to something you said right after the Super Bowl. You talked about how disappointed you were and how that's going to be a loss that maybe motivates you the rest of your career. And now that you had a little time since that game, I want to revisit that. Do you still feel that way, or maybe was that the emotions talking? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, when you get beat like that and on a stage like that, you're going to feel like that at all times when it's kind of talked about. So for me, I'm trying to make sure that doesn't happen again, no matter what game it is.
Let's go next to Pete Sweeney. Go, Pete.
Hey, Patrick. I know when Tyron signed, you guys had this phone conversation where you had said just, you know, you take care of the defense. As far as what you guys are building, and I know you got the long-term contract, just how much are you rooting for him to be in Kansas City for a rather long time?
Yeah, I mean, he's such a great leader on this team. And, I mean, obviously a special football player. You want him to be here for the long run. And you can tell that Chiefs Kingdom really is behind him as the leader of that defense, the leader on this team. So I definitely want him to be here as long as he can and as long as I'm here.
Let's go next to Mick Schaefer. Good, Mick.
Hi, Patrick. What's it like being on the cover of Madden again, this time with Tom? And I was wondering if you guys swapped Super Bowl stories when you were at that shoot.
Yeah, wasn't a lot of talk about the actual Super Bowl. But, I mean, it's obviously an honor to be back on the cover of Madden again. I mean, it's something that you look up to as a kid, as you want to be on the cover. And for me, it's the second time to be on that thing. I didn't even know you could be on it a second time. And so to be with a guy like Tom and be able to just kind of talk to him and get advice from him whenever we're at the shooting the photos and stuff like that. It's always a good deal. He's a great dude, and he's willing to give advice. So I mean, it's cool. Just hopefully next time we can beat them, and they're not beating me when I'm going to do the shoot with them.
Let's go next to Miss Karen Kornacki. Go ahead, Karen.
Hi, Patrick.
How you doing?
Good. Just wondered, what do you plan to do from here until training camp to kind of keep sharp, to keep the toe healthy? Do you have kind of a plan for physicalness and a plan to get away from the game and get a break before camp?
Yeah, Brittany and Jackson have my schedule down to date. They ask me a question every single day about what dates we're doing what. And so I have a couple of vacations in there. I'm going up to Tahoe for the golf tournament. But then after that, I'll be back in Texas. And I'll be training with Bobby Stroop, my trainer. And he's talked to Rick, and he's talked to Julie, and really got a good game plan of how we're going to continue the rehab, but at the same time, making sure that I'm physically ready to go whenever training camp goes, and I have no limitations at all.
Looks like we got four more hands. We'll go right down the line string with Harold. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. Clyde Edwards-Helaire mentioned how you guys are trying to get the ball around, spread the ball around a little bit more, especially out of the back. I just want to know, through these OTAs and the mini camp, how you guys try to evolve the offense and maybe implement some new stuff, because, you know, Andy Reid always talks about pat plays and how you guys are trying to get that going forward, because this is the time to experiment with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always are implementing new stuff, adding new stuff to the offense, trying out different things here and there. And then I think you said, I mean, we have these running backs that can catch the ball so well out of the backfield, so why not utilize them? And with Clyde and Jared McKinnon, Daryl, Darwin, all these guys, they're really good at running and catching the ball and running routes in space. And so using them, as well as using tight ends and using the receivers, obviously, that are so special. So I think you'll see a wide variety of stuff that we come into the season with, and that's what you want to be with a great offense.
Let's go next to Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Patrick, I know that, you know, normally during the off season, the film guys will, you know, put up a cut up of like maybe your 20 ZNs throws that you made last year and things like that for you to go through. When you're going through that film review and looking at that, what were kind of the takeaways that you saw and what are you learned from that that you're applying this season?
Yeah, you every time you watch that, you learn and you realize all the different stuff that you left out there on the field and how you could have changed games with different completions. And just taking what's there or going for attacking at the right moments. And so I think the best thing about it is you learn from your mistakes, and then you try to improve those things the next year. And so we had a great offense this last year, but I think we can still get substantially better if we continue to evolve and I continue to get better and better with my decision-making.
The last two, Seren and then Todd. Go ahead, Seren.
And I'll have a quick follow-up, Brad. Patrick, the third receiver spot, right, with Sammy leaving. I know there's familiar faces that are guys that are there, but just your first impression of the depth and if anyone's standing out as a guy to maybe grab that role?
No, I mean, I think a lot of guys had a really good OTAs and a really good mini camp. I mean, Nicole, D-Rob, Tyreek, Gary, Kemp, really a lot of these guys, they really went out there and competed. I did a great job, and the young guys are coming in with Callaway and Powell, and they're learning how we practice and how we really get after it. And I feel like we have a good group of guys, and guys like Pringle and all these guys are practicing super hard. They're making plays at practice every single day, and I have the ultimate trust in them that no matter who's in the game, we're going to make some plays happen.
And then I know Tyron gave you a kind of a breakdown of what he thought was going on looking at you and what was going on that side of the ball. I'm curious, what I know you're not breaking down tape and, you know, scouting Chris Jones over at defensive end, but just kind of your impression about what it looks like and maybe how successful that'll be or what challenges that might prevent for other offenses.
Yeah, I'm glad that they're on my team. All the different coverages and blitzes and then just the D line and how they're able to rush, and Tyron's like at the line of scrimmage, and then he's in the deep third, and he's in the middle of the field. It's a very, very complex defense to go against, and it's going to make us better because you have that many playmakers that can move around and have that good of a scheme, it's gonna challenge us every single day, which will make us better in the long run.
Last, Todd Lebo. Go, Todd.
Hey, Patrick, I know the roster can still change a little bit because it's ever-changing in the NFL, but you got a big bunch of new offensive linemen there for you. What are your thoughts from what you've seen so far and how they've kind of meshed together? And what are your, you know, where's the limit for these guys on what they can get done in front of you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're super talented. You know that from the places that they've been. All of them, we have a lot of depth, a lot of guys that can just kind of fill in here and there and we have guys that can play, which is always good. I think the biggest thing is if you didn't know and you just walked into this locker room and saw all those guys, you would think they grew up together. The chemistry that they've built already is tremendous. I mean, that it seems like they're all best friends. They've known each other forever. And whenever you look at great offensive lines, I feel like you have to have that type of aspect of guys that are going to put complete trust in each other and they're going to go out there and get after it every single play.
Patrick, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You just heard from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, and now we continue on with Tyrann Mathieu.
Hey, Tyrann, I know that you've got a lot of contract questions this past offseason. I'm just curious, when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs organization, how much of a desire of yours is it to perhaps finish your career in Kansas City? I know that you plan on playing probably another 8 to 10 years.
I mean, it's probably top of the list. It's been everything I've asked for. And for me, I feel like I can play football anywhere. But when you develop certain relationships with certain people, these people become a part of your life. And so, Coach Spags, Coach Merrick, Coach Reed, Coach Ruben, our strength coach, all these men, have been pouring into me. So I can't see me, ever kind of walking away from that relationship. I've been through a lot in my life. And so for me, I think, holding on to certain relationships, I think that kind of outweighs any monetary thing, any short feeling or emotion I may be, dealing with in the moment.
Let's go next to Mick Schaefer. Go ahead, Mick.
Hey, Tyrann, you kind of fired back at Le'Veon Bell's criticism of Andy Reid. I was wondering, you spent almost a year in the locker room with him. Why do you think he feels that way?
Oh, I'm not sure. Obviously I felt like he was a great teammate when he was here. Things don't go our way. It's a performance-based business and, it's a lot of things that determine our performance, right? It's not just what we do on the football field. And I'm wishing him the best. I'm hoping things get better for him. This is probably one of the finest organizations, I've ever been a part of. As far as the locker room, our coaches, they're transparent, they're honest. And I think in this business, man, that's really all you can ask for, right? It's honesty. From coaches, because they don't have to tell us the truth, but I do feel like Coach Reed and his staff, they're some of the best people and coaches, I've been around.
Let's go next to Sam McDowell. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Tyrann. Hey. You've always been one of the more approachable guys in the locker room. I'm wondering what you've thought of this last year. We've had to go virtual. What's it been like for you talking to us through Zoom instead?
It's been different. I feel like I'm a transparent guy, whether we're in person or virtual, but I think being in front of people, having people see you in person, I think that kind of takes you a longer way than, the virtual phase. So I'm hoping things could really get back to normal, not just for us players, but for you guys as well. And, we could have the football season we all want, we all pray for. So really just hoping for more normalcy going forward.
Let's go next to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Tyrann, how you doing today?
Doing well. Yes, sir.
Good. Hey, I want to ask you about something you said a minute ago. You talked about your relationships with Andy and Spagnuolo and Barry Rubin and Coach Merritt. How do you feel like those guys have made you a better player? Do you feel like maybe you've been a better player here than you were because of them than maybe you were earlier in your career?
Well, I think I'm a better person to begin with. You know, I think, you know, for me, football comes, you know, fairly easy. But I think when you have, you know, certain men in your life that are, they're trying to coach the person just as much as they're coaching a player. And I think anytime you have an athlete, I think the mental part of the game is so big for an athlete, you know. And I think if any athlete could you know, find the right mental space, I think all of our games could really go to a new level. So, you know, I think for me is, you know, obviously I love football, but, you know, I think having certain guys around me mentally, you know, I think it clears my head to focus on just the things that are in front of me. So, you know, kudos to my coaches for, you know, taking the time out to coach the person just as much as the player.
Let's go next to Herbie Teope. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Tyron. Always a pleasure to see you. Hope you're well, man.
Sure, thank you. You too.
Hey, from your point of view in the back end of coverage, there's quite a few moving pieces on the defense right now along the defensive line and the linebackers. What's been your impression of this group as they come along through all these practices heading into training camp?
Well, to be honest, I think all of these practices has really worked to our benefit. You know, we didn't necessarily have this last year. It's a couple new coverages, a couple new wrinkles that we wanted to put in last year. We just didn't have the time to get to it. So I think everybody showing up, being available, you know, coming to work, you know, clear mind, just focusing on football. I think it's going to take us a long way, especially when we talk about the communication, you know, aspect of it, which I think is a big part of playing defense, right? It's to communicate and to react to what the offense is doing. And so the more time we really get with each other, spend around each other, talking ball, talking around concepts, you know, understanding what kind of, you know, ability the guy next to me have and how can I help him, you know, compensate for that. I think these 15, however many practices we've had, I think it's going to pay big dividends for us. But I do think we've built some momentum, you know, going forward. Like I mentioned, with new coverages, new wrinkles, you know, we feel fresh. We feel motivated going forward. And for us, it's all about just showing up to camp physically and mentally, you know, ready to go. And I think if we could do that, you know, we'll be cooking with some hot grease going forward.
Looks like we've got four left. We'll go right down the line starting with Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Ty, you mentioned how close this group is and you guys do a lot of talking about football and other things. What sort of have the conversations been like in the locker room about the vaccination protocols and things that the league just let out and the team has given you guys experts and all that stuff? Has it been enlightening for you guys? Has it been, you know, I don't want you to name names on anything like that, but I mean, what sort of conversations have you guys had on that front? And you think the league is heading in the right direction on as far as the pandemic goes?
Well, I think the league and the PA is going to do, you know, what was really best for the league, right? What's best for the fans. I think us, we as a team, we understand that it could be an advantage for us, you know, going forward. You know, especially with the protocols and camp, you know, we just talked about, you know, how much time we've spent practicing and communicating. And, you know, we would hate to get to camp and not have, you know, a good portion of our guys to be able to really sit and eat dinner with and, you know, just build that camaraderie. I think that's another, I think that, again, that is a big part of playing football, you know, just building that team chemistry, building that team bond. And, you know, every year you have a different team. It's new guys, it's new faces. And so every year you're trying to start over, building that chemistry back up. So I think we understand the importance of it. I think we believe in our training staff, our medical people, and then, like I said, most importantly, we believe in our coaches as well. So I think we truly believe those guys won't, you know, give us any bad information. I think everything they tell us is, like I said, not just for the player, but for the person.
Go next to Seren Petro. Go ahead, Seren.
Tyron, sorry to go back to the contract, and I look forward to that not being a discussion with you, my friend, and you know, so I think all of us are rooting for that to be done and you to be a Chief for a long time, because we certainly enjoy talking to you. But just your thoughts on how it's going, right? Everybody, I think Kansas City would kind of echo the sentiment I just said there. They want to see you in Kansas City, and they want to know how it's going. Do you feel like this is progressing and it's going to get done, and do you feel confident that a new contract is coming your way?
Yeah, I do. You know, I have tremendous faith, not just in myself, but the people that's around me. you know, I think about my family a lot, and, you know, we're extremely blessed. We're extremely thankful for everything. And so for me, you just got to keep all those things in perspective. You know, I don't consider myself a guy that necessarily does things for his own benefit. So, you know, more importantly, I'm really just kind of looking forward to, you know, continuing to be a chief and, you know, continuing to help the younger guys around me and, you know, help the receivers and help anybody I can just continue to get better. And I think, to be honest, that I think that's my focus. And it should be my focus. But, you know, just being here the last couple of years, I mean, I can't see me, you know, wearing any other uniform. I think the fans here are amazing. My teammates are amazing. You know, I spoke about the relationships that I have with my coaches, and you just, some of these things you can't buy other places, you know. And I'm a guy that's had to start over quite often. I would like to stay here for sure.
Last two will go Matt McMullen and then Nate. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Tyron, you mentioned the new faces on defense. I want to ask you about Mike Hughes, one of the new guys. Just your early impressions of Mike and how he's fit in so far.
Yeah, he's coming along. He's coming along really good. You know, when he first got here, you know, obviously it's a kind of complex system, you know, especially for the defensive backs. It's a lot of reads. It's a lot of pattern readings, a lot of communication that takes place. But I thought these last couple practices that he's had, you know, he's really shown, you know, why he was a first-round draft pick. And, you know, I think it's important for us to kind of continue to build him up. You know, even myself, how can I give him the confidence, you know, that he needs to go forward? And so it's all about continuing to encourage him, just continuing to uplift him. Obviously, it's some kind of accountability and responsibility that has to take place. And, you know, that comes from the leader in the room. And but I like what I'm seeing from him. You could tell he's quick. He's short twitched. You know, he can make plays on the ball. You know, got tremendous athletic ability, got great ball skills. And I think in his defense, you know, if you could tackle and play the ball well, you could play the spag. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he does in camp. But I'm going to be that guy that's going to continue to encourage him and motivate him because I know we're going to need him.
We'll go last to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, Tyron. Thanks for doing this. Two guys I want to ask you about. Is there anything new and different you see from Patrick, especially in this OTA minicamp period before you go to training camp? And I know another guy that you've really enjoyed competing against and sort of seeing his progression is Mecole Hardman. Just what is he doing now that obviously he just couldn't get to just because of where we were last year with the pandemic?
Yeah, I think to start with Patrick, you know, just this whole spring, he hasn't been trying to do it all. You know, he's been really taking what the defense give him. He's understanding different coverages. Even when I'm moving around back there, he's getting a good idea and a good feel for what I'm doing. And if you can figure that out, you can kind of figure out what we're doing as a defense. So you could tell his eyes are right. His mind is right. And so if we could protect him how I know we can, you know, he's going to be the guy that we need him to be. And I think he's hungrier than he's ever been. You know, I think each and every practice he's trying to find me. And I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or disrespect. You know, it's like, you know, I know iron sharpens iron, but it seems like every day he just, you know, he wants to see me. So, you know, I'm grateful that I can get him better. It's been a pleasure to see him, you know, come to work. You know, even when he doesn't do anything right, or he makes a mistake or maybe he drops a ball, he's not hanging his head. You know, he's running back to the huddle. You can see it in his eyes that he's ready to go. And I think a big part of that is him understanding that we're going to need him, you know. And so he got a big responsibility on his plate. But, you know, once again, it's going to take for the leaders and the guys in the locker room to continue to encourage him and really uplift him, man, because he's still a young guy. You know, he's still a baby in this league. And but we need him to play big, and we expect him to do that.
Tyron, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thank you.